several reports about healthcare staff burnout being at very high levels and leading to mental and physical health issues, a high turnover, and possibly compromised care. To discuss this further, I have Danielle Oswald, care manager at Aurea Senior Living. Welcome, Danielle. Good to have you on our show this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Healthcare staff burnout has been on the rise since COVID-19. How can operators offer support and the help to avoid this?
Yeah, of course. If we look at what we can do from an employer side and you know, either the hospital administration, from our side where we are a senior resident, how are we offering that type of assistance to our staff? And the first is, what are we doing to give them access to professional help? So what we do is we've got social workers that are working alongside our staff, and we provide that support to our residents and our staff. And it's very, very important in a hospital setting, in any setting where there's healthcare staff, that we can refer our staff to the right professional to assist them with any emotional difficulties.
What are some of the signs of burnout among healthcare staff?
So some of the signs would then be that you are feeling that you don't have energy depletion or exhaustion, also mental distance from your job, feeling negative or cynical about your job, and that you feel like you're not as efficient as what you used to be. So what is also helpful with that is that you get adequate rest. So we might make sure with our staff, you know, that they work shifts in a shift type of environment, whether it's in the hospital or in a senior living community. By having staff work shifts, you are also encouraging a rest period to be a proper rest period, that we are not phoning people that when they are off. It's important that they have a proper rest time.
So to bring it home much closer to you now with this next question, what strategies has Aurea put in place to help the team cope during these challenging times?
Yeah. So apart from having social workers to support our staff members, we also have debrief sessions. In a debrief session, it's amazing the type of concerns that come out, and what fellow colleagues can support each other. But it's important to start having that conversation, and that the staff members can feel safe in a working environment. So what can we do to make them feel safe apart from just having that conversation? It's also looking at things like providing proper protective equipment in the case where we have to look at COVID as one of our realities, and providing the right type of clothing wear, protective wear, and then also regular COVID testing. So anything that will make staff feel safe, that is what you want to encourage in a working environment.
What does the government need to do to support the healthcare sector at a time like this?
I think at the end of the day, a lot of the healthcare sector is in the government sector. And if we just look at having the conversations, providing proper support, any type of line manager should look out for the staff that are directly reporting to them. And also having staff members look out for one another, knowing that this is something that happens in all types of healthcare settings, and just starting the conversation that you feel that when certain signs of burnout start, that you can openly discuss it with your employer and with your fellow colleagues.
Danielle, thank you for discussing this important burnout issue on the show this afternoon. Greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.